101.5. It's Blown Off with Miguel and Holly.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
Going out with someone and them basically leaving you in the dust is called being blown off. And we never know why it happens.
But then you call us and we figure it out. And McKenna, that's where you've landed with Jordan. But let's backtrack a little bit. How did you two first meet?
I met Jordan on Tinder.
Okay, so you met him on Tinder. And then where was the first date?
We were talking for like a couple of weeks. And then we agreed that morning dates are underrated.
Mm.
So the plan was to meet up on a Saturday morning for breakfast and yoga.
Oh!
That is absolutely perfect.
I know. I'm like, yeah, we don't hear that too often. But, I love this.
But hold on. Was it perfect, though? I mean, you haven't heard from him. You're calling us for a reason. So what happened on the date?
I went to the house as planned, and he was not ready.
Oh.
But, like, eventually, we did go. We got breakfast. I just felt like we had a misfire on the date. It could have been better, but like he won't get back to me.
So you just feel like you want like a do-over almost because maybe, you know, okay, in theory, maybe morning dates are cool, but maybe in practice, you know, especially how you describe it, didn't go off as well. And so you can't think of anything that may have like, you know, put him off or maybe it sounds like he didn't have his life together already yet. I don't know.
I'm not sure. I just want to get to the bottom of it. I didn't think it was badly enough for him to not call back.
I wonder if, because I know that my boyfriend, if we're late to something and it's my fault, he gets really antsy.
Oh.
And so I wonder if that was the energy that you were giving off to Jordan. Well, let's get him on the phone and try to figure it out. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, stay quiet, McKenna. We will talk to Jordan and see what's going on.
Hi, is this Jordan?
Yes, speaking, Mass. Who's calling?
It's Miguel and Holly from Hot 101.5, and right now you're on the radio in Tampa Bay. Is it okay if we can chat with you real quick on the air?
Yeah, sure. I don't think going. Did I win something or something fun?
Oh, Jordan. I mean, it could be fun. I don't know. Yeah. Listen, it's Holly, and I just wanted to ask you a quick question about someone that we know. We both know. Her name's McKenna, and she said that you guys had a date recently, but she can't get a hold of you to see about... Oh.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's not going to happen.
Okay. Well, see, here we go. Okay, then I don't know if this is going to be fun or not, but can you let us know why? Because here's the thing. You ghost someone, you know, your prerogative, but then they have no idea what happened. I mean, is...
What? Yeah, no, I'll tell you what happened, absolutely. So we had plans for something a little different. We had plans for like a morning date, like, you know, 9, 10 o'clock. We're going to go get some breakfast, maybe do some yoga or something.
Sure.
And that's fine, all fine with me. Instead of showing up at 9 o'clock, she shows up at 6:15 in the morning. And is just drunk off her ass.
What?
That did not happen. Yeah. That did not happen.
Wait. Hold on, McKenna. Jordan, obviously you can...
She's on the phone?
Yeah.
Sorry, Jordan.
She's there.
Sorry, Jordan.
Hey, girl.
Sorry, Jordan. So, McKenna, you said that did not happen?
No.
Jordan?
That was not that early. I did not get that early.
Yes, it was. It was 6:15 in the morning. You were causing a scene in the lobby of my apartment complex. Oh. The bellman had to call me to come and get you.
Oh, dear.
And then after all that... You were starving, so we went out to eat. I took you to the Waffle House, and then you passed out in the booth.
McKenna!
McKenna.
Girl.
Did you remember that this was the date?
I don't remember it that way. And why didn't we go to yoga?
Yeah, you probably don't remember much. We didn't go to yoga because you passed out in the booth.
Okay, so let me just see if I can piece this together. So I'm assuming, McKenna, maybe you went out... like the night before with some friends all night. You had like a rager and then you show up at Jordan's
all night. She never came back.
Oh god. Oh Jordan, I understand.
All right, McKenna, so maybe you should verify with your friend that this is the truth. And maybe, you know, just have a sober night in the night before a morning date.
Or how about this? No more morning dates, at least for McKenna.
Or maybe you two can go out for... How about this?
What?
You know, McKenna's real fun, Jordan. What if we pay for dinner and then as many Coronas as possibly you can get into your system?
Jordan, yes? No?
Sounds like a nightmare. No.
Okay. I'm sorry, McKenna. Sorry, girl.
That's fine. Whatever.
Sober life's a good life.
What? Miguel
Blown Off.
Listen every weekday morning at 7:45 and 8:45 only.
Only on Hot 101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.